All right, everyone, it's my pleasure to welcome Ricky Arnett here into the media center of the 38th U.S. Senior Open Championship. It is Ricky's first U.S. Senior Open, qualified shooting a 69 at Deerwood Golf Club in Kingwood, Texas, which happens to be the same course where the Golf Classic Tin Cup was shot in 1996. And Ricky, just curious, you know, how much of that was on your mind when you were playing out there? You saw the plaque where Kevin Costner hit five in the water. His character, Roy McAvoy.
Correct.
How much of that was on your mind when you were playing there?
Well, that particular hole is actually a par four, but it plays about 450 or so, a little carryover water. So when we played in the qualifier, it was into the wind and the fairways were wet. So I had like 210 to the hole. So I was about 20 yards in front of the plaque, and you know, it was a pretty tough driving hole already. But I managed to get it over the water in the bunker and made bogey. So that's a very difficult hole at Deerwood. So it was five's not a bad score on that hole.
No, certainly better than double digits there. And you've also spent 18 years as a club pro. You're now at Great Hills Country Club in Austin. How do you balance everything from the time you spend in the pro shop, setting up tournaments, club repairs, giving lessons? How do you find time to work on your own game and qualify for the Senior Open?
It's tough. Actually, I've been a golf pro for 17 years at Great Hills, best club in town. But I've actually been a club pro since 1989, so 28 years. So I've been getting up a little bit earlier than normal and trying to get an hour of practice each day in the morning until they track me down, and then I'm giving lessons, I'm organizing tournaments, I'm doing normal merchandising, and just trying to keep the members happy. So it's try to get another hour of practice in the afternoon. I've got a young family with an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old, so they're busy. My wife's kind of a single parent during the month of April and May, and so it's tough to have time, but, you know, I don't know if I would practice that much even if I did have a lot of time. So, because it's over 100 degrees in Austin area right now. So, anyway, that's I try to juggle the best I can.
You have to get out there early, certainly, with those warm temperatures.
Correct.
And the club actually pitched together and had a fundraiser for you to get you up here as well. Is that right?
That is correct. 3 weeks ago, I didn't know my life was going to change this much. So I qualified on the 5th. Members got wind of the qualification on the next day. And within 2 days, they had organized 60 people to come play in a 9-hole scramble fundraiser. And it was pretty overwhelming that how much support I've got, not only for the people playing, but even the players and the members afterwards. So it's just it's pretty overwhelming, emotional for my wife and I, and it feels good to feel appreciated. So I love those guys, best members in town. Hope they keep me there for a long time.
That's a pretty cool story.
Thank you.
And I know your family isn't here this week, but you do have someone familiar as your caddy this week. Talk a little bit about him.
My father-in-law, Johnny Fisher's caddying. He knows my game very well. We play a little bit together during the week. His yardages are pretty close to mine, so I'd ask him what he would hit on the hole, and that's pretty much what I'm going to hit on the hole. But a good green reader. He's got some good shoes this week, so he says he can handle it. So we'll see what happens. But he and I are staying together. My wife and family are in Fort Worth at my son's TCU baseball camp. So they're not here. If I play well, I told them I'd ship them up here. So we may cut the camp short. So we'll see what happens.
Very cool. And do you know, do the members at Great Hills, are they doing some sort of you know, party watch for you when you're in action on Thursday and Friday?
They knew the tee time before I did. So when the tee times came out, they informed me that my 7 a.m. on Thursday was asked me when was the last time I teed off at 7 a.m. and I told them never. So they're really excited. I've gotten 20 texts probably just yesterday alone of people that I haven't seen in a couple of weeks at the club and wishing me well. There's emails from just people in Austin that I know or that I teach that are not members of the club. I can't count how many, you know, good wishes and play well emails and texts that I've gotten. I mean, it's got to be a couple of hundred.
That's a great support system.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let me open it up to some questions. If you could raise your hand, we have Jess and Jeff running mics. We have Pete right here in the middle.
Ricky, I don't want to carry the tin cup thing too far, but are there parallels to the way you play golf or things that happened in your life that we've seen in the movie?
I probably wouldn't keep hitting it in the water. I'd probably make that drop. There are some parallels. I taught at a couple of different driving ranges in Austin area before I came to Great Hills. And very similar to some of that, you know, that you see in the movie with him and Romeo. But I haven't stole any golf balls from the range, you know, that say practice on them yet, for sure. But there's some parallels, you know, definitely. You know, I actually got that nickname also about 15 years ago. Somebody started nicknaming me that. So I didn't know why. I guess I just reminded them of him.
Go to here to Brian on the left.
Rick, since you've been here, have you met any of the players that you admired the most, or was anyone that you've never met before that you've now been acquainted with, and was there any discussion at all?
You know, I haven't met any players yet. I've seen them in the locker room and on the range, but I don't want to bother them. I mean, it's... I've got a good buddy of mine that plays on the Champions Tour, and he and I played 12 holes this morning, so we're going to try to get in the last few holes if it's not raining. But
that's a West Short?
That's correct. West Short's a good buddy of mine. His caddy actually caddied for me in the qualifier, so he did a great job, and West was pulling for me for a practice round partner. So what was the second part?
Now that we identified Wes, did he give you any advice at all coming into this?
A little. He said just don't wear yourself out, you know, playing a bunch of practice rounds and beating balls morning and afternoon after the rounds. So, and that's pretty much, I'll probably just see the back nine this afternoon and maybe nine holes tomorrow. So mainly spend a little more time around the greens, chipping area and hitting a few more balls. So. That's always been his advice, is just don't get too tired. You're going to be emotional and anxious enough on the first tee, and that tends to drain you pretty quick. So that's pretty good advice, I think.
And then one last follow-up. When you're on the range or you're walking around in a practice round, do you feel like you're in a dream, or what's it feel like?
Definitely a dream. Just to be out here on a place that's, you know, you keep seeing this USGA everywhere. I've taken pictures several times and sent to my wife, and you know, I'm gathering up all the memorabilia that I can find. I'll probably put a flag in the locker room to get some signatures on it. So it is a dream. I promise you that 3 weeks ago, I'd have never guessed that I would be here. So I've been playing okay, but I'd have never imagined. I might not ever try again. So.
Go to Dave here in the middle.
What's the difference between, or how do you find yourself now trying to get used to playing a traditional New England course as opposed to what you're playing home in Texas?
Well, it's definitely a lot softer, easier walking. Grass is a little different. We tend to have a little more grain around the greens. Seem like when you're hitting pitch shots and everything, it's I wouldn't say it's not as difficult, but it's a little bit easier to slide the club under, around little shots around the green. At home, we tend to get a little more hard pan lies around the green to where it's you pretty much have to run it up versus pitch it. But, you know, the rough's pretty penal. Luckily, I only hit one tee shot in the rough this morning, and it was, you know, I got it out to the front edge of the green. But, you know, the fairways are pretty generous, it seems like. I mean, I hit most of them but one, but we'll see. I mean, the course is, it's got two par fives converted into par fours.
I believe so.
Was that 2 and 17? 18's a good hole, too. But, you know, it's a big premium on getting it in the fairways there. So I think I'll get used to the grasses around the green a little bit easier than I thought I would. The greens are not crazy fast, it doesn't seem like, but they also they roll faster than they look. Because I'm used to kind of looking at shiny, you know, grain and all that, and they're all a little bit dull looking, but they still got some speed when you get up above the hole. What was the second part? That was it?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
And Ricky, you never played college golf. How did you get into competitive golf or get back into it after your junior days?
I played as a walk-on at a little college in East Texas, and I was going to University of Texas, and I got a part-time job at Onion Creek, and as I was working there, I figured out that's pretty much what I wanted to do, and an assistant pro was leaving, and I got a chance to move in the pro shop, and that was pretty much where it started. I was always around the game kind of my junior and senior year in high school, and but I tend to improve quite a bit faster once I got out of college. So had more time to practice, got a little bit of help and some instruction around Austin area. So, but I've tried to be a sponge when somebody's helping, you know, or trying to help me. But just felt like I just kind of kept improving, more of a late bloomer than anything. But, you know, still a dream.
And what are your hopes and your expectations for this week?
You know, I always hope to play well. You expect if you hit a lot of fairways, you expect to play well. Probably just making sure that, you know, that I hit that first fairway on the first hole. So it's that number 10 fairway is a little different looking. So it's got the big hump on the left side. But, you know, expectations are, you know, I think I can shoot a decent score. It's just a matter of not getting too far ahead of myself. And, you know, if you get to playing well, you start minds wandering. So I'm just trying to keep from doing something that I normally don't do, is getting out of my comfort zone. So, but I wouldn't have any idea what a score would be, a decent score on the course. I asked Wes this morning, and he said, you know, 10 under. Something like that. And I can't even imagine shooting 10 under right now. But I think I could shoot even par. You know, it seems like. So we'll find out.
Any other questions for Ricky?
I don't know if you looked at the tee times for tomorrow. You and Wes are playing with Bernard Langer. What might be the first question you might ask him on the on one of the fairways?
This is going to be pretty cool, because there's been some controversy on how he putts. So, sorry, Bernhard, I'll apologize to you tomorrow. But I also putt with a long putter, and I brought my backup long putter for Wes to play with. So all I did on December 31st, 2015, is I cut 4 inches off. So Same putter, same everything. I've got two of them, and Wes putted this morning with me. He putted great. So Bernhard might ask me a question or two. I don't know, but I'm that's going to be really cool. So I had no idea. I probably shouldn't have known until in the morning so I can get some sleep. But the question is to ask him. I'm probably just going to watch him, you know, and how he kind of maneuvers around the greens and what percentage shots that he plays. Obviously, he's the best player out here right now, you know, as history shows. What has he won, 30 times? Yeah. So, or more. But why don't you come out with us and walk around? Maybe you can ask me some questions to ask him.
Anything else for Ricky? All right, Ricky Arnett, 7 a.m. off the 10th tee on Thursday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.